Chris Curry is Director of Homeland Security and Justice Issues at the Government Accountability Office, providing testimony to the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Cybersecurity Infrastructure Protection and Security Technologies on the National Protection and Programs Directorate's reorganization. Chris, thanks for joining me today. What did you look at? Why were you charged with looking at the potential reorganization at NPPD? Thanks for your time today, Chris.
Francis, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. First, to give you a little bit of a context, we were invited to this hearing on a potential reorganization of DHS's National Protection and Programs Directorate. So just to give you a little bit of background, the listeners a little bit of background, that is the part of DHS that handles the security of both physical and cyber infrastructure. So they have a critical mission. The agency has been in the process of considering a reorganization for quite a while, but Congress asked us to participate in this hearing to provide some perspectives, really, on our past work at GAO on organizational transformations, and also some of the other themes to be aware of from our high-risk issues, such as strengthening DHS management and cybersecurity as well. I also want to mention up front that we actually don't have any past or ongoing work on this specific reorganization, so we were really at the hearing to provide some context and to provide some lessons learned that need to be considered in the future.
One of the lessons that I think Congress has learned over the years, Chris, is that DHS has had challenges with not just reorganization, but organization in the first place. I note in this testimony, in 2003, GAO designated implementing and transforming DHS as high risk because DHS had to transform 22 agencies. That's the original conglomeration of the components of what now comprise DHS. And so this is something that's been on Congress's radar screen and on your agency's radar screen for a long time, right, Chris?
Absolutely, and it's something that's continued to evolve, and you explained it very well. At the beginning, forming the department was really the high-risk issue. Bringing 22 very different components and agencies together into one department was an extremely difficult task. And I want to say that, you know, DHS has made a ton of progress, and that's reflected in the way we've sort of changed our high-risk area. It first was implementing the department itself, and now it's gone really to strengthening the department's management. So as the department continues to mature, some of its management functions continue to mature, and they've made a ton of progress, but there's a lot of work left to be done. And we talk about some of those very specific areas in the testimony.
Yeah, in that testimony, you cite four areas where you say agency officials should consider these areas in when evaluating or implementing a reorganization or transformation. And before we start on these particular four areas, is it fair for me to infer that you're making these recommendations to DHS, not just for a National Protection and Programs Directorate transformation, but any kind of transformation that they're considering across the enterprise? Is that a reasonable assumption on my part?
Yes, that's true. And we are actually not making specific recommendations in this case, but providing sort of a holistic view of a lot of our work that we think is really applicable in a case like this. And there's really two things. There are the issues that relate, like you said, to any big transformation or organizational change like this and how that should go about being done. Then there are some very specific issues within DHS based on our high-risk work, and also at NPPD itself, the National Protection and Programs Directorate, that we think are important to consider as they reorganize.
All right, so the four areas that you talk about, let's go over each of those in turn. What's the first one, Chris?
Sure. So over the years, GAO has done a lot of work, and we have observed many agency creations and transformations and changes. And in doing that, we have come up with a list of lessons learned and questions that really need to be answered. And these are not just theories or lists. These are actually based on real organizational transformations where mistakes were made and good things also happened. So let me just give you an example or two of what we're talking about. And some of these might sound very basic, but they're very critical. One key thing to do in these situations is to make sure that the organization really reaches out to both its internal and external stakeholders. And that might seem obvious, but sometimes that step is skipped because it's very difficult and time-consuming. And it's key to really get people's feedback, but not just get the feedback, but also show how you're incorporating the feedback. Because, one, that leads to better outcomes, and, two, it leads to your stakeholders being much more invested in the process itself.
Chris Curry of the Government Accountability Office testifying to the House Homeland Security Subcommittee on Cybersecurity, Infrastructure Protection, and Security Technologies on reorganization at the Homeland Security Department. The second area that you suggested agencies should consider is particularly interesting to me. This testimony says, GAO reported in March 2012 that successful government reorganizations balanced executive and legislative roles. How so, Chris?
Well, and much of this relates to the first issue I talk about, engaging stakeholders, but particularly Congress, because in any sort of reorganization, you know, it's very likely that you're going to need legislative changes to change both your structure or particular pieces of your mission. You know, also Congress is critical to ensuring that you get the support and then the funding you would need to actually carry this out over the long haul. And it's interesting, in this hearing, one of the reasons the subcommittee called this hearing is because I think they felt as if they were not getting as many details as they wanted on this particular reorganization. So at the hearing itself, they gained some commitment from DHS that they would make sure they worked with them very closely moving forward.
There's one line in your testimony that I think is really, I think it's very eloquent, but I also think it's worth pointing out, and I'm curious as to why you thought it was important to include it. Fixing the wrong problems, or even worse, fixing the right problems poorly, could cause more harm than good. Why do you think it was important to include that, Chris?
Thanks for pointing that out. I wanted to talk about that. One of the things that we've seen in reorganizations is oftentimes they are done for usually a very good reason. In the case of MPPD, its mission has changed a lot over the years. We're facing incredible daily cybersecurity threats, and it has a lead role in a lot of those activities. So it's not surprising that they would think about potentially reorganizing to meet, you know, the increase in the mission. However, what we have found is that oftentimes when agencies move to change because of a mission need, and especially if they do so very quickly or in an accelerated fashion, it's often the management problems that really creep in later that were not thought about up front. And that's something we talk about, like, you know, acquisitions and human capital management. Those issues are very important to consider. And we talk about those in some of our best practices for transformations.
Chris, the third item that you want agency officials to consider at DHS doing a reorg or a transformation involves the high-risk list. But as I read this one, it doesn't sound like you're only suggesting that the high-risk list item regarding implementation and transformation at DHS is what you want them to consider. It sounds like a more holistic approach to looking at all of the items maybe that are on the high-risk list and how they might impact the area that's to be transformed.
That's right. And what we did is we looked at our high-risk list, and there were a couple areas, a couple issues from that high-risk work that really pertain to MPPD. I mean, the first is obviously the lessons learned from implementing the department itself and the transformation, and those are some of the management issues that I just talked about, human capital, acquisitions. But another one that has continued to evolve is you know, protecting cyber-critical infrastructure and cybersecurity. I mean, this is an issue that has continued to evolve, and it gets much more important as the threat grows. So, you know, we have outlined in both of those areas, you know, a number of challenges that we think MPPD needs to consider. For example, in the cybersecurity area, it has responsibilities for ensuring best practice and guidance across the federal government. So that's going to be a challenge for it to do across all of government.
The fourth item on your list goes to the GAO effort since 2011 to call attention to duplication, overlap, fragmentation. How does the work that you've done in that area pertain specifically to a potential reorganization at the NPPD, Chris?
One of the great benefits of a reorganization is it gives you the opportunity to look up and down your organization, your mission, and think about what you need to do more or less of. So there were a couple issues that we have reported on over the last 5 years or so that pertain to MPPD missions that we think need to be looked at. So one issue is we looked at how MPPD and other parts of DHS conduct vulnerability assessments of critical infrastructure. As you might imagine, you know, all aspects of DHS have a security mission in some form or fashion, and a lot of them are conducting these types of risk and vulnerability assessments. So what we found, for example, is that MPPD and other departments that are other agencies that are doing similar risk assessments weren't always coordinating those. So oftentimes they were going after the same infrastructure stakeholders in the public and private sector and assessing these things without coordinating their efforts. So the important thing here is that in any reorganization that you really look at opportunities to streamline and save money, quite frankly, if possible.
The four areas that we talked about are included in the testimony that you gave to the committee, and we have that linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Do you have plans right now to go back and reassess this if this proposed reorganization at NPPD goes through, or will you wait on Congress to ask you to take another look?
Not specifically been asked to look at this reorganization, although we may as time goes on and as the reorganization matures and also as Congress gets more information. But there are a number of issues that I've talked about that in the testimony, for instance, our high-risk work, our work on duplication, overlap, and fragmentation, that those issues we are always following up on with the department, too.